Go to my message today. My scripture reading is in Galatians 6. So if you would turn there, Galatians 6, starting at the first verse. Brethren, if anyone is caught in a trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, each one looking to yourself, so that you too will not be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and thereby fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But each one must examine his own work, and then he will have reason for boasting in regard to himself alone, and not in regard to another. For each one will bear his own load. The one who is taught the word is to share all good things with the one who teaches him. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, and especially to those who are of the household of faith. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this blessed day of worship. We thank you, Lord, that you set our example for resting on this day from our labors and remembering you and the works that you have performed. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your creation. We thank you for the wonders of nature that we behold. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless this service, bless the words that we speak and the thoughts that we express, and help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. My text is in Galatians, the 5th chapter, and I'd like to read the 16th verse. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. And let's go down to verse 25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Let us not become boastful, challenging one another, envying one another. Those are really good words of instructions for us as we live our daily lives. And my message to you today is entitled, Spirit walking. And we don't want to jump to conclusions and think that we are talking about some kind of raising of the dead and spirits walking around like what we might see on movies or in TV. This is spirit walking. And we are speaking of the spirit walking of a believer. And that is, he goes about his daily life. And as he goes about his walk, his daily life, he walks with the Spirit of God leading him. He walks in the Spirit and by the Spirit. You know what that tells me when we walk in the Spirit, and we walk by the Spirit, That tells me that we are walking in harmony with God, and we are walking in character with God. In harmony, in agreement, in unity, and in His character, in His love, in His mercy, in His patience, in His forgiveness. We are growing each day of our life into more and more of that character of God. And each day growing more in our harmony with God. Spirit walking. It is God's Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is leading and guiding our walk. Walking by His Spirit. Walking in His Spirit. It is guiding our walk and our talk and our thoughts and our actions. When we are walking in the Spirit, when we are Spirit walking, our will is dying out to His will. God's ways are dominating our self-seeking ways. His ways are taking over ourselves, our bodies, if you wish to look at it that way. Our pleasures become obedience that pleases Him. Pleasures also change through our walk with God. Sure, many of them stays the same, but they come into a particular focus. They come into subject to priority. Because God and what God would have us to do and where He would have us to go is gradually dominating our wills. Our wills lean toward the flesh. And the Bible lets us know that we are to walk in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Walk in His commands. And what He has in mind for mankind, and what He has in mind for us as followers of Christ, watching and waiting for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He fills us to overflowing with His Holy Spirit. We then become and have and express to others more of His nature and much less of our own. We need to want more because a lot of us, and probably most of us, need to become a lot less our natural self. A lot less like our natural self and a lot more like God. What is Spirit walking? We know on the day of Pentecost that it lets us know that a miraculous outpouring of God's Holy Spirit was given. And these people were filled to the point of overflowing. And we know that on that day, many people heard the same exact words, but they heard it in many different languages. They heard it and understood it in their own language. But the person right next to them heard the same exact words, but they heard it and understood it in their own language. It was a miraculous day. And God has His blessed Holy Spirit for each one of us to ask of Him. That Holy Spirit, once He gives it to us, it is with a measure. Some may not have it to overflowing all the time. And then some may have it to overflowing a lot more often than others. But never, no matter how you have His Holy Spirit, it is definitely not a one-time experience. It isn't, should be an everyday, every moment experience of walking in God through His Holy Spirit and hopefully being filled more and more each day of our life with His Holy Spirit. Spirit walking is walking in God's ways, knowing that we are steadily growing, that we are steadily progressing to walk in His ways. Spirit walking is walking where He directs, not where we would want our feet to go sometimes, but listening to His voice as He speaks to us and as He lets us know where to go and what to do and what to say. Then we are become obedient, more and more obedient to Him in doing that. Let's go to Acts and let's read what it says to us in this regard in Acts 16, starting at the 6th verse. And they passed through Phrygia and Galatian region, having been forbidden by the Holy Spirit to speak the word in Asia. You notice that? Having been forbidden to speak the word in Asia. And when they had come to Mysia, they were trying to go into Bithynia, and the Spirit of Jesus did not permit them. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit of the Lord, will direct your coming and your going. And sometimes your coming or your going has to change because it is more of you and not where He directs. This was the case there. In those travels that those men were doing, they were in a certain area which is now known as Northwest Turkey. These places that is mentioned here. And the Holy Spirit would not permit them to speak the word in certain places. It directed them not to. We have to listen to the voice of God. Spirit walking is walking in His ways, and spirit walking is walking in and to His direction. Spirit walking has certain verifications. You can know, am I walking in the Spirit? Am I walking by the Spirit? Am I a Spirit walker? Let's go to Ephesians 4 and 1. Therefore, the prisoner of the Lord entreats you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling in which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing forbearance to one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Is that prevalent in your coming and going? Is that prevalent in your walk with God? When we walk in the Spirit, we will have gentleness and humility and patience. It will be a growing thing perhaps within us. But we need these things. Walking in the Spirit is definitely includes having these. And also being diligent. How diligent are we in our service to God? Do we take the things of God seriously, with sincerity, with diligence? How diligent are we in our service to God and in our walk with Him? Do we take it seriously? Or does it sometimes just not that important? We just forget. Don't think. Don't consider. In essence, we are not letting the Spirit of God lead. Because at some particular time and circumstance, we resist God working within us. Walking worthy as Christians is one of the verifications. Walking worthy as Christians is one of those Spirit walking verifications. Also, let's go to Ephesians 4, starting at 17. This I say therefore and affirm together with the Lord, that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind. What's this saying? Don't walk as other people are walking. Don't walk as a Gentile, or in essence it's talking about outsiders. It's talking about unbelievers. People that are not children of God. Don't walk as they walk. In fact, don't walk with them. Try your best to influence them for God. Try your best to bring them to the Lord. But walk differently from unbelievers, from the unsaved. There's got to be a difference. How is the world going to see in you something that they desire if you are like everybody else? As far as unbelieving, as far as evil doing, evil speaking, evil reacting. They have to see something within you that they desire, because it is God working in you and it is His Spirit that are dominating the things that you do. We have to walk worthy as Christians. We walk differently from the unbelievers or unsaved. And let's see what Ephesians 5 and 1 says. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love, just as Christ also loved you and gave Himself up for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God as a fragrant aroma. But do not let immorality or any impurity or greed even be named among you, as is proper among saints. And there must be no filthiness and silly talk or coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know with certainty, that no, now listen to this, Everybody that says to him, Lord, Lord, is not necessarily going to be accepted and not necessarily going very high off this earth. For this you know with certainty that no immoral or impure person or covetous man who is an idolater has an inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Can that be any more clear to you? God sees what we're doing. He knows if we are sincere. He knows if we have a made-up mind. He knows if we're dedicated. He knows if we are obeying Him or not, if we're giving it our best, if we are trying to grow more like Him each day of our life. There has to be a change occurring within us. That's the new birth. That's the new man. It has to be taking place. We have to be going from a newborn babe in Christ to a mature believer and a mature child of God. We have to grow with love. Let's go to Ephesians 5:7. Therefore, do not be partakers with them, for you were formerly darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. And do not participate in the unfruitful deeds of darkness, but instead even expose them. For it is disgraceful even to speak of the things which are done by them in secret. We need to walk as children of light. And light has to do with truth. Light has to do with those character traits that we need to lose some of them in order that we may be more like Jesus Christ and God the Father. We need to be and stay in the light of God's Word. Let's go to Ephesians 5:15. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time because the days are evil. So then, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father. Isn't that something? We are to give thanks to God for all things in the name of Jesus Christ. And be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. Today, we are speaking of walking in the Spirit and walking by the Spirit. And we know that we have to have God's Holy Spirit in order for us to be able to grow closer to God. We cannot just do it within ourselves. We can learn the truth. We can know the truth. We can abide in the truth to our best of our ability. But we need spiritual help. We need God's guidance, even to come remotely close to the ideal of perfection in God. We need His Holy Spirit, and He will not withhold any of His good gifts from us. And one of His greatest gifts is that of His Spirit. It's that Spirit that tugs at your heart and mind when you first hear of Him. And it's what brings you to Him. What makes you decide within your own heart and mind, there's something lacking in my life. I need something else. There's a void that needs to be filled. And it's that life in God. And God will lead us into a much more fruitful and meaningful life as we have more of His Spirit and as we are Spirit-led. There will be many more areas of growth and opportunities for us. Let us know that God wants us to have more and more of His Spirit within us. We cannot have too much. Even if it was on the day of Pentecost, as if it was the day of Pentecost, and we had so much of His Holy Spirit that it overflowed us, and we were completely immersed in His Holy Spirit. We need to, and know that that one experience would not be enough. We would need and want to be filled with that degree of God many, many times. If you would, stand with me and listen.